This is traditionally an extremely busy time for the NHS. And I think the point is that we have been pushing the trade unions to agree that all Category 1, Category 2 calls would be covered so that we could put the contingency measures in place with the army, with volunteers, with the community services, with our frail elderly services in terms of falls. And that obviously is much harder to put in place if we don't have those national agreements as to urgent and life-threatening and emergency calls being covered.